Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Long Shadow of Small Ghosts, Murder and Memory in an American City by Laura Tillman. Read by Julia Whalen.
Chapter 1. An Unmeasured Feeling. It's a long story here. Minerva Perez, neighbor. Midway through my first year as a newspaper reporter, I walked through a two-story apartment building in Brownsville, Texas, where a poor young couple had murdered their three children. My assignment was to write about the local debate as to whether the decrepit but historic building should be demolished. It sat on a corner in the outskirts of Brownsville's downtown, just a handful of city blocks from Mexico. There, tropical birds effortlessly crossed into the United States from points south, while human travelers traversed international bridges or paid coyotes to hustle them surreptitiously across the Rio Grande. Yet even among the quotidian dramas of the border, the deaths of Julissa, John Stephen, and Mary Jane were not merely reported, they were communally grieved. When I interviewed people about the murders, some cautioned that the crime was a black hole that held nothing within. Heinous crimes are like that, people said. They do not teach lessons, they only confirm the worst suspicions about what can happen in our world. To venture close to an entity so dark and try to wrest value from its depths was not only foolish, it was dangerous. A black hole withholds and mangles all it consumes and devours anything wandering too close to its invisible mouth. Yet the same people who compassionately issued this warning also told me, often at length, of all the crime had come to mean in their lives, how it had challenged their beliefs or fortified them, how it continued to flicker as a figure on the edge of their peripheral vision, moving out of range when they turned to see it head on. That the victims were children, that the father was from Brownsville, that an explanation seemed always out of reach, had caused people to question their understanding of their community, their spirituality, the values they held as universal. As they reckoned with these questions, they necessarily reconfigured the world around the shape of the crime in its wake. As I began to visit the building with increasing frequency, I noted a cloud hovering overhead, an accumulation of meaning more dense and persistent than I'd ever
Sample complete. Ready to continue?